I'm Jackie Leiden, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but you might just need a few moms in your corner to help out. We visit with a diverse group of parents each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, a special holiday moms with everyone in mind and not just mothers, because, of course, the holidays are supposed to be about togetherness with friends and family, and not everyone finds the holidays to be heartwarming or easy. We decided to reach out to three magazines that regularly dispense advice to their readers, and I'd like to first welcome Linya Floyd, Senior Editor, Health and Relationships from Essence Magazine. Hi, Linya.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
And Julie Bain, Features Editor with Ladies Home Journal. Hello, Julie.
Hi, glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And Barbara Turvett, a Deputy Editor from Working Mother Magazine. Hello,
Hi,
Barbara.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, thanks so much for having me here.
You know, I wanted to start by asking, what unexpected things do you get in terms of questions from your listeners that speak to the way we live now, to the generation that we're in? Julie Bain?
Well, I know that blended families is something that comes up at the holidays a lot. And so when you have a blended family or have to visit more than one family, it can add so many layers to the stress. And that's one that comes up a lot.
Linya.
I think another aspect is considering how technology plays into relationships now. Text messaging, that can create a lot of confusion. Having an actual face-to-face conversation with someone actually is not the same thing as getting an email or a text message from them, and people read into things the wrong ways sometimes. So that can create some holiday stress.
Hi, this is Barbara. You know, families are so spread out these days, and I think one of the things our readers are always wanting to find out is, you know, ways to really celebrate the holidays with grandparents, with cousins, with aunts, even though one family lives over in California and another's in Ohio and another is in Florida. So that becomes very tricky, and there's a lot of advanced planning that goes into trying to have enjoyable holiday time.
Another thing that often comes up is the divorced parents, the blended families, how to try to defuse that. Is it better maybe to have more than one gathering?
This is Barbara. You're going to have more than one gathering. There's two layers to this. You as the adult child with divorced parents, or you're divorced and your children are affected by it. But in either case, there's a lot of tension involved. I mean, there's a reason couples get divorced, and it's usually based on all kinds of layers of family problems. And, you know, the holidays are a time that you really don't want to go there. But unfortunately, if you don't think about it ahead of time, you're going to go there. So I think what you need to do is a couple of things. If you're the adult child of divorced parents, no divorced person needs to be told how important their kids are. So you don't need to go there. And if you're divorced, your children have a right to see both of their parents, and they have a right to a happy holiday time that isn't rife with all kinds of strife and tension because the parents don't get along. So this is the time to call a truce. You just have to do it.
Mm-hmm. This is Linya. I feel like if there were a time of year to just kind of fake it until you make it, just try and get through and grin and bear it.
Fake it until you make it. I like that.
Yeah.
You can sell T-shirts. And that's right up there with denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Right.
I like that. If you don't have children involved in the mix, I think it's one thing if you do, but it's a multi-generational holiday, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, or this is the time of year we get together in generations. That can really be hard, and relatives can really be hard. What do you do with someone who's a chronic downer, for example?
This is Julie. I always say don't get Scrooged. That's kind of my catchphrase during the season. It's no Scroogitude allowed. I go to Texas, where a lot of my family is, and we try to avoid topics that cause stress, such as politics. You know, if you're a peacemaker type, to decide before you go, I am going to try to switch topics and diffuse tension with humor wherever possible. And, you know, we all know that exercise is the greatest tension reliever there is. And there is no better idea when you're with a bunch of family to do some kind of activity. You know, anything that keeps you from talking about, why aren't you married yet? When are you going to have kids? I hate that Obama guy. You know, that kind of stuff that you just dread being with your family if that stuff's going to come up. Instead, it's like, hey, let's go bowling. Let's go make a snowman. I mean, seriously, it's good for your health and it's good for your conversation.
But, you know, there's one thing I think think this year that it's going to be difficult for some people to get away from, and that is the job loss that we have in this country. There's going to be lots of get-togethers where someone's lost a job in the last year. How would you handle that?
This is Linnea. I think that combined with the economy and the pressure that people feel in terms of gift giving and expenses that lead into Christmas parties and holiday parties are going to be really troublesome for a lot of people this year. But I think one important thing to remember is that you don't have to focus on cash to have those priceless memories with people. And in addition, when people ask you about the job situation, there are easy ways that you can deflect. We talked about humor, and we should talk about the fact that you can just be honest with people and say, hey, it's a really tough time of year, but I feel really hopeful about the new year, and then just turn the conversation in another direction. When you have that kind of holiday spirit and when you're in the mood to be happy and you're surrounded by family, that kind of thing can be contagious, even when you are with the kind of Debbie Downer relative. If you know that you're going to have a troublesome relative that's coming along, you know, figure out how you can navigate that situation. Figure out how you can kind of limit the time that you spend around that person so that they don't bring you down for that season.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm talking with Julie Bain of Ladies Home Journal, Linnea Floyd of Essence Magazine, and Barbara Turvett of Working Mother Magazine. What about that age-old tension, trying to devote time to your family of origin, and choosing between that and the family that you've made? Any tips on navigating that?
This is Barbara. What you need to do is take the focus off you and your relationship with, say, your husband or your wife's parent, and put the focus on the grandparents' relationship with the child and let them spend quality time together. The grandparents are people who can create rituals in the family for children. You know, they might hum a song to your child that they hummed to your husband. And years later, when the child is older, say, this is the song I sang to your daddy and I'm singing it to you now. That's really how rituals, in particular, in this case, holiday rituals, are established.
We've been talking about multi-generational families. I'm about to embark on a drive just right after Christmas, driving my mother, my sister, and a little dog over 1,400 miles to Florida.
Wow.
Any car tips?
Well, you're definitely trapped. You're trapped, and you've got to figure out a way. I think planning ahead. This is Julie. Planning ahead and having planned activities that you can do in the car, and that might include games and snacks, and you can also download books on tape or on DVD, which might have a crowd pleasing storyline for kids and adults, and that can be fun.
This is Barbara. You know, when my mom was alive and my sister and my mom actually traveled together a few times, and of course there are family tensions, but we used to do such goofy things together, and it was another way that we created memories and rituals just in our travels. So if I were in a car with my mom and my sister...
And a little dog.
And a little dog. And I had a dog too, yeah. And the little dog. First of all, I would just try to tell those Remember When stories, because that gets everybody laughing, mm-hmm. particularly, you know. And Remember When stories for three women can be fantastic. And then you can say, remember when my husband did this, and remember when dad did that, even though they're not there.
This is Linnea. I just wanted to say, I've actually done this before. It was many, many moons ago, but I traveled from New York to Georgia to visit family, and that was in a car with my father and my grandmother. No dog yet. And, you know, this was before cell phones, before playlists, before all of that, and there was plenty to do just talking to each other, listening to the radio, talking about states that we were passing through. But I do have to say one key thing was frequent rest stops.
Yeah, so. I think you're right. Yeah. Linnea Floyd is senior editor, Health and Relationships from Essence Magazine. Julie Bain is features editor with Ladies Home Journal, and Barbara Turvett is deputy editor from Working Mother Magazine. They've all joined me from our bureau in New York, where it's always a shiny, bright time of year. Have a good time, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.